Well, welcome back to another podcast of the Don't Forget to Breathe podcast. See?
Yay! First time, got it right. Yeah. Fifth podcast. Wait, sixth podcast.
This is the fifth one.
The last one was the fifth one.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'll be up tomorrow. Anyway, whatever. This is Anthony.
This is Sade. Welcome back.
Yeah. I was about to say any takeaways from last week's episode. Not really. But did we leave it? Did we go in? Did we go outside?
Did we go outside? What do you
That's
mean?
What we talked about the last podcast.
Oh no, we didn't. We talked about like plans. Or that's
wait, no. We talked about that going outside
out already. Or?
Yeah.
Oh okay, the one we already not the one we did last. The one we put out last.
Yeah, we are.
I'm confused.
No, the last one we did, we talked about going outside. Wait, no, we didn't.
That's why I'm like, I don't think we did. The last one we did was, like, talking about, like, plans and all that, but we haven't put this out yet. And then the one before that is when we talked about going, yeah.
Okay, I'm confusing myself. Oh, no. Okay, so how are you doing on your plans?
Oh, my goodness. Lord Jesus. We haven't put that out yet, so they don't know about that yet.
Well, no, how are you? They. By the time people hear this,
oh,
it will
that's
be
true.
Out.
Yeah. I'm thinking that this is like live or something.
So
we're
sorry,
just like
we record on Tuesday nights, and
we're still trying to get the hang of this.
I still have to edit. Well, we record on Monday nights now, and I have to record. The next episode will go out. We publish on Tuesdays, and I have to edit last week's episode tonight so it'll be ready for tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're just behind schedule a little bit. Anyway, so how are your workout plans going?
Workout plans? The one that I did myself or the one that I
did myself?
Or,
I mean, just how's your workout going? I mean, like, how's it, you know, just...
Well, I guess it's going good. I mean, I like the plan that I made for myself, but, like, I feel like... I think we're both getting a little burnt out.
Yeah.
From working out, because I can feel my body is, like, telling me no.
And no.
Wait, is
we're
that
not,
right?
Let's not quote
okay, fine,
R. Kelly for any reason.
It's just so, like, that is just such a good quote. And then the AJ number, he just has some good stuff.
No,
I mean, I'm not going to sing it, but he...
No.
No?
You can't...
I can't reference it either?
No, especially not AJ nothing but a number.
But
especially
it's like
not
just
that
a good
one.
Reference.
Not for anything. Now that you know whose age he was talking about. Well, we knew back then.
We knew. I know. Come on now. We turned our heads. That's what happened.
Well, we can't do that no more.
Okay. All right. Power to the people.
Yeah, we need new references. Age is a number.
Yeah. So we're getting old. Talking about age ain't nothing but a number. We're getting old. So our bodies aren't what they used to be.
Time served ain't nothing but a number. Anyway.
Yeah, so I've been feeling like a pain. Well, we've both been feeling pains in different areas, honestly. I've been feeling pain in like my hip area, and I think that's from doing like hip thrusts and stuff like that on my plan.
Well, you've had that for a while.
Well, I've had it when I've been higher in weight, and I feel like the higher I am in weight, the more I feel that pain in my hip. And right now, I'm not at my highest weight, but I have gained a little bit of weight. And I feel like that has to do with feeling that pain. Yes,
I disagree with that.
Okay, well, you can disagree, but this is my body.
You haven't gained 20 pounds.
No, but I've gained a good 8 pounds.
Yeah, but
from my lowest.
But you're... When you were feeling that pain before, when you were higher weight, it wasn't 8 pounds ago, is what I'm saying, I guess.
I mean, yeah, it was worse. I mean, okay, so something is kind of like, it's kind of inflammating it, or what is the word? It's kind of causing some inflamed. More inflammation.
Yeah.
I can tell. Something I'm doing or some movement I'm
doing.
I'm
not a doctor. I'm just saying that you did. It's in my mind, I'm just thinking you did not gain enough weight that suddenly you're having hip problems.
Yeah, yes, but I think this hip, this part of my, this side of my hip already is very,
it's
there's
sensitive.
I have an imbalance, basically.
Yeah.
To where I favor one hip when I do my workouts and everything, and, you know, Anthony's noticed it, I've noticed it, like, you know, in the mirror and stuff like that, and I don't know, I just, maybe I did something incorrectly, or my form was off, or, because right now my plan, I do a lot of hip thrusts, I do a lot of, like,
That's what I think it is.
Yeah,
something
so,
that's overworked or something like
that.
Yeah,
I do like frog pumps and a lot of booty stuff. So a lot of stuff that involves like, you know, kind of thrusting up my hips. So, yeah, so it's like, I think that's where the pain is from, but I feel like I need to heal it, you know, and let it heal for like a week or so. So we're going to take a week off basically from the gym. I mean, not take a week off from the gym. We're just going to kind of like, get more rest, basically focus on getting rest and also, lift lighter.
We're going to breathe.
Yeah. Kind of like our practice. Breathe, yeah.
Yeah, we're taking, because for me, I mean, I'm similar. I mean, I have I'm not that old, but I know
you old.
I have aches and pains, and then I can tell when it's like, oh, this isn't healing. Something's going on.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of pull-ups, and like my fingers have been hurting me, and I've realized recently that I think it's because of the way I'm doing the pull-ups or something. I wear these little glove pad things. Like, they're great, but I think I'm grabbing the bar wrong when I'm doing pull-ups, and I think that's what's causing... That's my self-diagnosis, but I think that's what's causing the issues with my fingers. And then other, you know, and then a week or so ago, I mean, for whatever reason, one reason or another, we've been going to not being able to get a squat rack on the gym. So we're doing the hack squats. And then, like, I had this pain in my back, like in the middle of my back or whatever, like a muscle or something was pulled, which I think may have had something to do with that, or it could have been something else. But I've had the pain before, but I never really identified exactly where it came from. It healed after a while. Like, I'm fine now, but it's just one of those things. Like, I mean, I think especially when you work out a lot, it's important to let your body recover, because it's a combination of things. We're going hard, trying to do all this stuff, trying to, oh, we got to meet this goal. I think a lot of people tend to treat it like a race. It's easy to get into that mindset that it's like a race. Like, I got a race to get in shape, when it's really not a race. You know,
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. So you'll get there. And so you go hard all the time, and then you never take a moment to take a break. You think the best thing for me to do is to reach my goal is to work out harder, not to, hey, maybe I should recover.
Right. Well, you don't want to if you're really, really into work. If you like working out and like going to the gym, and also like some of your goals are not just like physical, they're also mental, like it's like a stress reliever, like an anxiety reliever and all that for you, then like, you're not gonna want to quit for 1 or 2 weeks. That's gonna be more of like a, you know, a hindrance like to you in a way. So I mean, but you do need to listen to your body. You need to heal whenever, because I know last Christmas I had a pain in my wrist from doing what were they? Dips, I think. Tricep dips.
Oh, yeah.
And it lasted for a good, like, 2 to 3 months, that pain.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of, like, watch the way I was, like, doing my... I think I did it on the assisted pull-up machine. I started doing dips on there instead of, like, on just a bench. Mm-hmm. And I started watching the placement of my hands and my wrists. Because you told me to kind of, like, there's a certain way you're supposed to place your...
Yeah.
You know, like, make sure your wrist is above that bar.
Yeah.
To make sure there's enough, like, you know, pressure or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you're not
distributed
putting pressure
across
on
your hand, not just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain for audio, but look
it up. but basically it healed after a while. But it took a good, like, 3 months to heal, which is, like, crazy to think, like, 3 months. But I didn't stop working out completely. I just kind of changed the way I did that one form of exercise.
It probably would have healed faster if you just stopped those altogether, I guess, but...
I mean, yeah, but...
Because I knew that, because the same thing has happened to me where I've hurt my wrist for one reason or another, and I'm just trying to go up in weight. Like, we've talked about this before, but like, just trying to go up too fast, and you just didn't make sure your form was right. I mean, that's something we probably need to talk about.
Yeah,
but like, your form isn't right, and so you end up hurting stuff. I've had so many little injuries over the time, and I've just had to figure out, like...
Because my back has been hurting too. Well, actually, before this, I had back issues where my lower back was hurting, and I was like, I don't know what's causing it. And, you know, and I think it's that thrusting motion of the hip thrust. I really think, did I spit on you? Sorry. I think that's what it is. And before, I was doing more weighted hip thrusts with less reps. And I feel like I never had any pain then. But now I'm doing like more reps. Basically with that and less weight, and now I'm having these back issues and, like, you know, hip issues. So I'm like, I just need to we need to both take a break.
I mean, it's kind of like how we were talking about with the Smith machine. You can do stuff with, well, using machines.
Yeah, using machines. Because,
like, we used that hack squat machine, and I noticed this last week when we did it again, I was like, I can tell this is not the same, and I'm trying to go up in weight mm-hmm. because I feel like I can do more, but I also feel like this is wrong.
See, that's why I didn't want to go up, but, you yeah. know, of course, you're like, oh my God, let's go up, and, you know,
that's
you're always wanting
that.
To go. You, well, you're always wanting to go up, like, to, like, you know, you don't feel like you're I'm challenging myself, or so you're like,
I didn't feel like I was challenging myself.
But yeah, but you're like, oh, you do more leg stuff than I do, so you can do this weight easily. You know, and it's like what? Like, I'm having pain
that
right now.
Not,
I'm trying to, like, you know.
That is not how I talk. Well, you didn't say you were having
in
leg.
In my mind, that's how you talk.
You didn't say you were having leg issues. So.
Well, not leg issues, but, like, lower back and, like I said, hip. You know, so I was trying to take it a little easier. And I've never really done hack squats. And I think we did them once at LA Fitness when we had, like, the guest pass.
Yeah.
I think we've done them, like, once or twice, but that's been a while. So I wanted to, like, start off kind of slow, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, well...
Yeah. Machines can be dangerous. Machines that yeah. isolate certain areas, it's not always...
Yeah, because you'll think that you can do more, and you yeah. may go and try to fix something up, and you go bust something.
Which another topic we need to talk about in the future is pre-workout, because that'll do it, too. That'll make you think that you're...
Oh.
It'll make you almost feel numb to, like,
yeah.
you know, to pain, or numb to just the world. Because you're sitting there like, oh, yeah, I can do this, and, you know,
yeah.
just pumped up, and then you don't even... You realize until it fades away, the pre-workout.
You know
workout.
What it's like? Cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. Cocaine.
You should look that song up. It's good.
My daddy chose me over cocaine. That song is so dope. I love it. Wait, Royce 5'9"?
Royce 5'9".
Yeah, yeah. I like him.
But so, yeah, we're taking a break.
Yes.
Okay, because so, it's a combination
think, wait,
of things.
Is this the first time we've taken a break, actually? Like not taken a break because we travel or something like that, but like...
On purpose?
Yes. Like, actually...
Probably, yeah. Taking a break
that's
without...
Crazy.
When it wasn't we were traveling or something, or we just fell off.
No, but that hasn't happened in a while.
No, it
we
hasn't.
Fell
so,
off.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
It's the first time we've actually...
That's kind of crazy thinking about that. It's like, wow, we
because
never...
there's another aspect to it, too.
What?
It's not just the beating art, feeling like I said, I felt like I got beat up at the gym nowadays. Also, sleep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Because
we
that
go to the
important.
Gym in the morning two
sleep.
Nights a week, but then we don't go to sleep early enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, you know, all, you know, I'm taking my son to karate, and I don't know. Some nights I don't get home until like,
yeah,
like around 9, and then I technically...
You don't
want
to go straight to bed. So
yeah.
Like, yeah.
But on that
eat,
night, when I get home at 9, I really should go to sleep, like... an hour later in order to get up and go to the gym, which is just crazy.
I'm not, that's a yeah.
Yeah. So I have
I don't
like,
even like that thought, and I'm not the one having to do it. I'm like, ugh,
no.
I don't
like
that.
Like, I literally, yeah.
Like,
when
do you have time
home,
for yourself, you know?
I gotta take the dog out, I gotta eat something, I gotta, you know, it's
yeah,
like I
have
no time to like, you know, sit down and do anything.
I tell him all the time he does more stuff for other people than he does for himself. He needs like a good, you know, self-help type of thing that he does. I don't know. Well, but your self-help is like painting and stuff, right? It's
yeah.
using
well,
your creativity and
well,
not
it's a
really
combination. I've been feeling, I mean, not because I've been feeling burnout all over. So just, like I was telling you, me and my brother just, so I have another podcast with me and my brother called I See Pixels Podcast, and we talk about design and stuff like that. But I was talking about how I felt burnout at work. So I've been feeling like burnout with work, life,
because you took off this Wednesday
time
too,
like the gym, sleep. I just been feeling burnout. I took off Wednesday this week because I just
mm-hmm.
needed a day. I don't even really have any plans. Just literally I just don't want to do anything. Well, I'm going to do stuff, but like I don't know, I just needed to not deal with work or other
stuff.
Yeah,
this week is going to be a rest day
yeah.
for more than one thing.
So we're this week we're trying to get some rest, like make
yeah.
sure we're not having to get up like stupid early in the morning. We're still gonna work out though. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's what
just
I was saying.
Just not
like
it's,
just lighter weight, maybe
yeah,
like more cardio. But like as long as we move, that's our focus.
Yeah, I
may
do
like,
some
make
push-ups,
sure we move,
do
like,
some kettlebell type situations, stuff like that. Just you know, general like move. Yeah, like you said, like movement type
yeah.
stuff. But I'm not lifting heavy this week at all.
No, so that means Saturday. I mean, maybe we could still go to the gym, but like...
Well, I don't know when we want to exactly end the week. Is it Saturday or do we, you know, is is just this week long enough, or do we take off? We can figure that out.
Yeah.
But I think my money was like, I just need a break from like this week. Because I feel like, especially on Saturday, we haven't been able to really do squats and stuff like that. Where, like, I wanted to anyway. So
no.
This last week, I didn't really feel like I did much. So.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, that's what we're doing this week. We're trying to take it easy. I mean, we don't even have like, a set plan for what I'm going to work out, but I just want to do something. I mean, I could go.
Maybe more cardio based.
Maybe I'll go jogging one day or something. I never do that. I kind of want to just treat this as a week where I go do stuff that I never, that doesn't fit into my regular plan, but I know it's a workout and I don't mind doing. It's just like, just something different. Cause I need to recharge in a number of ways, but I don't want to stop working out altogether, of course, because, you know, like you said, for mental reasons, you know, if you do it as a release and all that kind of stuff, I don't want to lose that, but I just need to do something else that breaks up the monotony, and also I can recover from lifting heavy all the time, because I feel like I'm talking a lot, but you can't make any progress if you never recover.
Yeah, if
you progress will be slower than if you actually allow your body to recover.
Yeah, and another important thing to remember is that if you do take breaks, you're not going to lose all your progress that you've made over the years. Like, if you've been working out for, like, 3 years straight and you meal prepping and got everything on track, don't think that if you take off a week, you're going to lose all your progress.
Your muscles aren't going to fall off. You're not going to gain 20 pounds in a week.
Because mentally, you'll maybe... a part of you will have that little inkling, that thought, like, oh, well, what if I lose some of my, you know, if you're really into fitness, because I have that thought. There's a little voice in my head that's like, you know, what if you, you know, I don't know, but it takes more than a week or two to lose your progress. And honestly, if you keep your nutrition up, that's what matters the most,
to be honest. Yeah.
Like, keep your nutrition up while you're off that week and you'll be fine. Like,
I mean,
the main point is really to listen to your body, right? And learn to take breaks when you need to.
Remember, don't forget to breathe. Mm-hmm. I mean, your body will tell you, it will sit you down if you don't monitor it.
Yeah, if you don't sit it down, it'll sit you down.
Like, all right, we done. And then you're really going to be messed up because, versus like purposely, I'm going to take it easy for a little bit.
Yeah,
like it's a different kind of thing, but yeah, you're right. You're not gonna lose your progress. I don't feel like next time I go to the gym, I'll be lifting lighter because I took a week off and not lifting heavy.
Right. If anything, you'll lift more.
I'll probably be lifting more.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said you've done that before.
Yeah, there was a period like one of the times years ago when I first was going to the gym and doing stuff wrong, but I was going like almost every day, and like I noticed more growth, and more progress. Why are you? My dog's looking at me. Sorry. I've noticed more progress and more growth when I took a break from. I didn't go every day. I actually had time to recover, and I felt stronger when I went back in.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can actually move. Because right now, I would say, like, the weight I'm doing right now, I feel like I've been kind of at this weight for a little while, but I haven't had the energy to move up yet.
I agree. I've had the same issue where I have not even been focusing or haven't been able to focus on going up in weight at all. If anything, I'm just focusing on like just getting in my workout because we're so tired. So it's like, you know, it's like I just need at least
just trying to power through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Power through it, basically. Well, like I can't even focus on the weight right now.
And that leads into what we're talking about with the pre-workout. It's like I feel like we've been existing on pre-workout and coffee.
We take pre-workout. We don't take pre-workout every time we work out. Just Saturdays on leg day.
We take it during the week. What are you talking about?
We do?
Yeah.
If I do, I only take half a scoop, though. I never take
You're
a whole
still
scoop.
You're still taking it, though.
Yeah, but half a scoop is like half of
the... Do you take more on the weekend?
The caffeine. On the weekend, most of the time I'll take a full scoop, yes, because it's leg day and we do the most type of, you know, we do a lot of movement lift heavy on Saturdays. So.
Well, I'd say this, during the week, especially when going to the gym, it's literally
take pre-workout two times a week.
It's literally me taking pre-workout so that I can wake up.
Yeah.
It's not even
but that's what it's for. That's what they sell it for.
No, it's not supposed to wake you up.
I mean... That's not what they sell, like, energy drinks for and all that. Like, That's well, what pre-workout is
supposed to be not literally. I roll out of bed. Let me take a scoop of pre-workout so I can.
Not for a normal day. No.
No, but.
But well, I meant like for a workout.
But what I'm saying, like, okay, you get up.
If you want your fullest potential.
You get up earlier than me, usually, and. But, like, when we go to the gym, it's, like, literally I'm getting up, and it's, like, I'm, like, shuffling around the house just trying to get ready, and then it's, like, And then when I take the pre-workout, it's, like, okay, now I feel more awake. That's what I mean. Not, like, oh, I got a good night's sleep. I got up. You know, I'm going to the gym, so I, like, a little bit that extra push.
Oh, it's, like, a mental thing with you.
No, it's a literal thing. Like, I'm literally tired. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like some people are like, oh, it's like my morning coffee or whatever. But it's like literally like if I didn't have that, I don't think I'd be
able to... See, I don't take it like that, so I don't have that mental attachment.
No, it's not mental. Like... It's like I'm tired. You know what I mean? Like I'm literally tired.
Yeah, but we don't take it every day, so I feel like that's not a problem, I guess.
No, you're not...
Am I not getting the point?
No, you're not. You're missing what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's like... Like, almost like you need a stimulant just to... Okay, this ideally, I would, you know, get a good night's rest and, like, get up in the morning and it's like, okay, I'm going to the gym. I am awake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a functioning, you know, I can operate a vehicle without feeling like I'm falling asleep or whatever. I'm awake.
But you just need that little bit of umph to, just like, want a little bit more in the gym.
Yeah, and I don't feel and like that's like... what it's been. It's been like, I'm not awake yet. But when I take this pre-workout, then it'll wake me up, and I guess I'll have a little bit left to actually do stuff in the gym.
Oh. And then half the time, well, most of the time, let's say, 95% of the time, we get to the gym late, so we're sitting there rushing through our workouts. So it's like we're taking that, rushing to the gym, and then like doing 30, maybe 20, 30 minutes of working out.
Yeah, and then that burns out, and then I need coffee at work.
Yeah.
Like later in the day because I burn out all the caffeine, you know, the boost, the hit that I got from the pre-workout. That's what I mean. Do you know, does that make sense now?
Yeah.
Like I'm tired.
Yeah, no, it
I don't know how you get up at like 4:30 or whatever. I don't know. I'm tired.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just better at, like, habit, like, forming habit. I don't know.
Well, it's not like I couldn't form the habit. It's just like, how are you up? I mean, do you feel like you slept enough kind of thing?
Hell no. I don't feel like I slept enough. No.
No.
I just get up every... You know, like, once your brain gets used to, like, getting up at a certain time, it's just, like, an automatic, like, mental alarm clock. That's what it kind of is. But not every day. Some days I sleep through, you know... that and then I'll wake up later.
Alarms all the time, so.
And sometimes I'll actually get up, get dressed, do my hair and all that, and then go in the living room, sit on the couch, turn on the TV, and then I'll fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is the purpose of getting
up? Why did you get up? Yeah.
If I'm gonna sit here and fall asleep on the couch, like yeah. Anyway, it's not the point. I digress.
I'm tired. I mean, I gotta get more.
We tired.
I'm gonna get more into the rhythm of, you know, just stuff I have to do. My son started school. He's at karate class and blah blah blah, etc.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I've been coming home that late before. That's not a new thing. The thing now that's different is the going to the gym in the morning thing.
Which we still stand on that being. No, having more positives, than negatives.
So honestly, the schedule, it's kind of changed. So actually, I mean, it's just going to suck because it's going to be a really long day for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the day that we go to the gym in the morning is the night that he goes to karate. So I'll just be gone like a long time.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, at least the night, it's not like I get home and then have to go to sleep an hour later because I need to get up and go to the gym in the morning. At least that'll be slightly different. I'll just be gone for a long
that's
time.
That's true.
So.
I mean, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
See how you do it.
I mean,
you just gotta do it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you gotta do it. You know. So, I mean, and it is, you know, I'll be okay, but it's just a thing and it's adjustment. I mean, and like, you know, you just can't forget to breathe. You also can't forget to get your sleep, and you know everything else because you don't want to be.
Yeah, because you could be doing everything else right, like nutrition, water, drinking enough water, all this stuff. But if you're not getting enough rest, you're just like Xing the rest of that out. Cause yeah. It's like, you know, you need that. You need, that's the most important thing, I think. Rest. Yeah.
And we've said that for a while. I want to read Sean Stevens' book on rest, sleep, and all that kind of stuff.
I want to read it too, yeah.
But
I don't know if it's in the library, like the Overdrive. I have no idea.
You can support him. Just buy it.
Oh, right. Well, maybe you buy it and then I'll read off of yours. How about that? Okay.
No, but yeah, I mean, I've known that for a while. I guess it just was a thing where I just, that, you know, not known for, I mean, it's something that you know in the back of your head. Yeah, I should rest. Anybody that's working out for a while knows that. Yes, you should take some days to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually do it?
Yeah,
not so much. No. It's hard to do that. I know I'm always telling you to slow down. I mean,
well, because I have that personality where I go like really hard or I don't go at all. It's like I give 0% or I give 120%. You know, it's never like in between. I don't have an in between, like a, you know. So it's like, I don't know. It's hard for me to just like, okay, well,
be moderate.
Moderate. Like,
yeah.
Like I'll do what I need to do, like moderately. It's like, nope, I'm gonna go hard or I'm gonna not go at all.
But that, I mean, and that's why, I don't know, because I just got the idea to do this the other day, and I was like, you know, we should just take a week and slow down. I was glad that you were actually on board.
Well, you know, half of my workouts are at home anyway, so I could have still did my, you know. I'm not saying I will. I'm just saying I could have still done, you know, even if I was
secretly doing hip thrusts.
No, I need to heal my hips because it's like, it's to the point where now when I walk, like when I regularly walk, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like I can feel myself limping almost. Like it's not. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
I mean, and that, yeah, that's not a good pain.
That's going to continuously get worse, honestly, if you don't let it heal. Yeah. So,
I mean, you probably need to get more stuff for inflammation, put turmeric in more stuff.
I put turmeric in like a couple of our meals, I think. So.
Oh, well, you probably need more than that. I used to put it in my coffee every day.
Maybe oatmeal or something.
You should. Oh, turmeric is good in oatmeal. It's really good in oatmeal.
I can do that in the mornings, yeah.
Yeah. Pineapple's good for inflammation. Or some tart, was it tart cherry juice?
Oh, cherry juice.
Yeah, it's good for inflammation. But all of those things, but yeah, you just gotta. I don't know. There are things that cause more inflammation, like tomatoes and stuff like that, I think. But
Because the acidity or like.
I don't know exactly. Honestly, but I think they do. But I don't know. But yeah, because I've dealt with it because of like I've got like some kind of nerve issues in my hands and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you've already had. We both had like, you know, coming into this fitness journey, we've had some.
Yeah.
Issues.
I mean,
I feel like it gets worse, like when you don't.
I mean, I've had issues like with my knee being sore and stuff like that. For like since I was in middle school.
You really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just something that happened.
I thought it was a bike accident, then it started.
No, that was the more so my hands thing, the nerve thing, the bike accident. But the stuff with my knees, I don't know. It's just I don't know. Just playing sports and all that kind of stuff, or when I started playing like as an adult more, and then I was like having knee issues and stuff like that.
I think it's sometimes you're more prone to that type of stuff too, like depending on your genetics sometimes, and there's a lot of factors in it too.
Yeah, and especially as you get older.
My sister had knee issues too, where she had to have surgery like at a young age, actually. Yeah.
But, and another thing and we don't use it like that. We use the bone broth when we make rice.
We do, yeah.
But, so it's just a neat little way to add some protein to your rice.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use bone broth. But, yeah, honestly, I mean, if you're supposed to drink a couple of cups of that or whatever, because the collagen in there is good for joints and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have bone broth, so we could start drinking that, like, on purpose.
That is true.
Like, just to, we should probably do that this week, honestly.
We have some in there. Two bottles, yeah.
Yeah, one of those is chicken broth.
Oh, okay. Well, one bottle. We have one bottle.
But yeah, we should do that. Don't pay the whatever ridiculous amount for that. What is it? Like, there's some brand that makes bone broth that's ridiculously priced.
Oh, like at Whole Foods
or
something?
It's like Fire
or something.
Oh,
like a small. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's
that
like
small,
ridiculous.
Like little.
It's way too
plastic
much.
Plastic case. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, nice.
It's way too much for what it is.
Yeah, we get ours at Aldi's now. I think we used to get it at Sprouts.
Yeah,
now
you can get it at Sprouts or Publix or like $3, $4, no more than $4. It's not that expensive.
It is $4,
it's literally like they just
threw
the bones
in
there and cooked
it. Different flavor.
Don't spend 7
or you can make it yourself. I kind of want to try that one day.
Don't they spend say it's eight, really good. $9, $10 on bone soup. You know, that's crazy.
People just
making money out here. But
now I was gonna mention also, like, when we take this break, it's important for us to also, like, maybe do more yoga or do more, like, stretching type of workouts and stuff like that. Not just, like, do our regular routine, like, maybe lighter weights. But I feel like we should do more stretching. Maybe tonight even do some, like, or every night.
Yeah.
Do some. And then another thing we don't do enough that we should start doing is foam rolling.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people that are lifting heavy. I see them over there, like, stretching really, really, like, for a long period of time before they even work out, before they even get to working out. They're sitting there doing all these movements and foam rolling and, you know, so I feel like that's another thing you can do to kind of, like,
help for
preventative measures.
We do some of these things wrong because, we run into
I just now started, last
stretching minute,
before.
Like, all right. Like, man, we got 20 minutes to work out before we got to go to work.
Yeah, like, we don't have
time
to warm up.
We got no time for working out. We literally just, I mean, it's just kind of like how when you start your car, you're supposed to let it run for, like, a couple of seconds.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that
anymore. Yeah, no, you don't do that. But you're supposed to, especially when it's cold outside.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Because, I mean, just think about, you know, cold.
It makes sense.
You pour, something's freezing. I mean, yeah, you put something really cold into something really hot, it's going to crack it. And that's what you're doing to your muscles when you don't warm up. And that's how you get injuries and stuff like that. And I feel like we've been rushing just to say we worked out all these days and then not actually doing what's important. Because, the yoga thing, like, that's a good example. I used to do it years ago when I first started having these, not when I first started having the nerve issues, but it's something I realized, okay, this is something that helps. Mm-hmm. And I was doing it all the time. I felt great. And a lot of people look at it as like, oh, this isn't a workout. And until you start doing it, and it's like, oh, no, you're not lifting heavy, but it is burning. You are burning calories. It can be. You can. There are challenges. It is challenging.
Definitely.
You're not gonna. You're probably not gonna build. You're gonna build some muscle,
not
but not in the
muscle,
same
just
way.
Just probably beginner muscles.
Yeah.
Beginner gains, I guess they call
There's
it
nothing
that,
wrong
yeah.
with it. Is the point? Yeah. And you'll be more flexible. It's just good for you all around, and it's something I need to. I know at one point we were trying to make sure we worked that into our schedule, and I think we've
like
worked
once a week,
it. Yeah. I think we've worked it out
worked
of our
it
schedule.
Out of our schedule. Yeah. Just to do more weights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or more legs and booty for me.
So what I think, especially after this week, what'll be important for us is to approach the week after differently.
Yeah, because obviously we're half broken our bodies, so we need to do something.
It's not something that we could keep up long term if we aren't getting enough sleep, aren't warming up. I'm living off of pre-workout.
Yeah.
Depending on it to wake me up so that I can even make it to the gym. That's not something you want to do
long
term.
It's not a fun life to live.
No, because I constantly feel burnout. You know, and especially, and then if you got stuff going on at work, which I have been, I've just been burnt out all around, so I had no time to, like, feel like, oh, let me paint or anything else I wanted to do. Like, we talked about, I guess, two podcasts ago about getting out of the house and going somewhere. We did go somewhere, I guess, but I had no energy to even think about that.
Yeah, that's
true. Like, by the time I get home, it's like, yeah, it would be nice to, like, have a day night or something this night. But I have, by the time I get home, I have no energy left to even think about it.
No.
And then the days off, it's just like, whew, I get to sit down, you know.
Yeah, and that's why we literally get sometimes lazy on Saturdays. Like, we'll just sit around and not really be productive, which is fine for a day,
fine,
I guess.
It's fine,
but
you gotta plan. You gotta live, because otherwise, why are you working? So.
Yeah, that's our problem. We explained that in another episode. So
we just actually got to do that. So, but we're gonna work on that.
Yes. So, I guess that's.
We gotta find something to do Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday.
No, this Wednesday.
Oh, because that'll be our like.
Yeah, or something.
Okay.
We gotta do something.
Okay.
You're talking about next Wednesday. Why don't you count out this week?
Today is
Monday.
I'm just thinking what I had to do, but I have my. Doctor's appointment on Thursday, but it's early, so it won't affect it. I just have a lot on my plate. I'm sorry.
Well, we have
that's
to prioritize.
What we're talking
these
about
are,
now.
These are prior-
this is what
we
the
gotta
podcast.
Prioritize.
I know. I just it's a lot. Life is not easy, people. Yeah. Oh my god.
Well, don't forget to breathe.
Yeah, that is our point.
Yeah.
Don't forget to breathe.
Yeah, we just have to remind ourselves that. I think that's why, good thing we named it that, so we can remind ourselves like that we should do that, because we don't do that at all.
Yeah, and we need to start listening to our own advice as far as like the advice we give on here. It all sounds logical and like, oh yeah, we're gonna do this, and it's like, you know, we're doing this, what we're talking about today and all that, but as far as like leaving the house, that episode, we haven't really been doing better at that, but it's because we haven't been resting.
Yeah.
Enough. So maybe once we rest more and we kind of get our schedules realigned and, like, you know, our fitness plans realigned, maybe then we'll have more energy to do stuff. So
yeah.
And another thing that's,
but I don't want to wait for the stars to align
another thing that's important is self-help, and I touched on it with your problem, because you're always running around doing stuff for other people. You need to do stuff for yourself too. Or else you won't have anything to give.
Yeah.
Anything else to give anybody. So.
No, yeah. I mean, that's why I took a day off for no good reason.
Yeah, so you need it. You deserve it, so.
Yeah.
But well, it's getting too long.
Yeah.
So I guess
we're going to wrap this up, because I don't know. Still got more stuff to do tonight, but
We're gonna make a page, or like an Instagram page for this podcast. That'll
be
cool.
Instagram and Twitter and all the other fun stuff. I'm working on getting this podcast on all the other DSPs and all that kind of fun stuff.
We will be on
Stitcher shortly. We're on TuneIn. You can find us with the Podcast Addict app.
That's all I have, yeah.
We're also on SoundCloud. But yeah, I'm working on getting us on the other stuff, so it'll be in iTunes and Spotify and all in Google Store. So let's give us a moment. We're getting it together.
Yes.
And thanks for listening.
Get it up and popping. I guess we can put our personal Instagrams in the show notes or whatnot, so y'all can follow us.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah.
But,
all right, well, we'll see y'all next time. Don't forget to breathe.
Bye.
Bye.